What's up, everybody? How are you? Welcome to another episode of Twisted. I've discovered this app, right, called DatPiff, DatPiff.com. And it's basically where you can get all the remixes and mashups of your favorite songs. And that song, obviously, was Biggie Smalls and Jimi Hendrix. It's called the Biggie Hendrix Experience. So, enjoy it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Twisted. Happy to be here. Back in Las Vegas. This is like the third time I'm trying this episode. So, you know, never give up. Believe in yourself. I'm here in my hotel room. My good friend Diaz Mackey's crashing over there. He's nice enough to come out and do the show. Check out his stuff. He's always working hard. He's hilarious. Yeah, at Diaz Mackey, like a grown-ass man, okay? I'm sitting here in the room watching television. There's so much sports on right now. I'm doing this on Saturday. There's so much sports on right now. There's the Olympics. There is the Hall of Fame introduction to the NFL. There is the UFC. There's baseball. It's crazy. What are you watching? I can't watch any of it. I'm trying to find the UFC fights. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. So I'm in Vegas having a great time. We're doing an I show. As you know, we do it every Friday and Saturday night at the Sin City Theater. It's been going well. We had a fun show last night. The shows are always growing every week, and hopefully they'll only get better. You know, it was definitely a weird crowd, I'll be honest with you. We've done seven shows. Five of them have been the most amazing shows we've ever had, and two of them were definitely interesting shows. I'm going to be honest with you. Just sometimes people come to comedy shows and they don't want to laugh. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's so interesting. I do not understand. People go to comedy shows and don't want to laugh. That's like going to a strip bar, ask for a lap dance, and just playing defense the whole time. What are we doing? It's ridiculous. I'm up here. I'm slinging quality comedy dick up here. I'm slinging it. People loving it. And then just some people just staring at me. And the woman who liked me the most was just like this really big chick who's wearing a bright orange muumuu. And she was cool. She was liking me. But I couldn't make fun of her because she was like one of the few people actually loving the show last night. I do not get it. But tonight's another night. Super excited. 11 p.m. Plant Hollywood in the Sin City Theater. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely always interesting. I'll tell you that. Vegas is great. I love everything about Vegas. I love the people. I like the desert. Vegas is great. It's a hot, they call it dry heat. I call it fire. It's like 116 out. I can handle it because I got air conditioning. What did like settlers do? How did the horses not all die going out here? Like, it's 116. What is going on? I saw cars dying, brand new cars dying on the road, a paved road from LA to Vegas. And cars were dying. Last week, there were 20 of them. 20 cars on the side of the road. Next, the week before that, two Mack trucks set on fire. It's like Mad Max and Terror Dome. It's so weird, man. It's like people just dying on the side of the road. It's almost like when you watch National Geographic and the water buffalo try to get through the water, and there's always an alligator or a tiger just attacks them. That's like driving from L.A. to Vegas. It's like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? So we get out here, and I love Vegas. I love Planet Hollywood. It's a really nice hotel. They put me in a great room. It's really nice. I finally got a good view. It's a lot of fun. You know, Jennifer Lopez or Britney Spears here, so there's always hot chicks walking around with no clothes on. Drunk as fuck. It was so funny, dude. Let's say I get here, I'm going to my room, and there's a girl who is just pure shit-faced. Just pure shit-faced. Like, you ever see someone so drunk they're cross-eyed? Just straight cross-eyed. And everywhere I'm going to the elevators, and there's like three elevators on each side of the hallway. And no matter where I move, this woman follows me. So I'm like, what is going on here? So I go to walk away and she's like, I'm just following you. Just shit face. I'm like, where are you trying to go? It's like, I'm trying to find the lobby. My friend is passed out drunk and she can't get her keys in the room. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. How? You can't handle your liquor, lady. You shouldn't get that fucking drunk anywhere except for home. Like home, you can get blackout drunk. Because you're going to wake up at home. You don't know where you're going to wake up when you're blackout drunk in the middle of fucking nowhere. So I'm like, okay, where are you trying to go? She goes, the lobby. And I just start walking. She's like, I'm going to follow you. I'm like, okay. So he follows me. And, you know, I mean, she's shit-faced. And I am proud to announce that I did not rape her. Yes, look at me. Who's a gentleman? Huh? I took this nice drunk chick, got her to the lobby, left her there for somebody else to rape. Who's a nice guy? This guy right here. Taking care of ladies. She's probably dead by now. She's probably dead, but you know what? She didn't die on my watch because I'm a fucking hero. I'm a ladies man. I'm pro women. That girl was drunk. She could have gotten weird. Did it? No, because I believe no means no. And I'm wasted means no too. So that was fun. I do like Vegas. One thing about Vegas that's changed since I went to school out here is the proliferation of hookers. They're everywhere. And I can always tell when they're hookers because they're looking at me. They're always, when they look at, you never see a girl who looks at you hard. It's like not natural. It's like, they look like horny velociraptors. Just like little horny dinosaurs looking to eat your soul. They're everywhere. It's unbelievable. I think for every three regular women, there's a hooker out here. It's unbelievable. They're everywhere. So, but it's been fun, man. I've enjoyed it out here. It's been fun doing this. Hopefully we can keep it rolling. We shall see. What I want to tell you about my life. Okay, yeah. A couple of the good things going on. The Punch Drunk Sports podcast channels slowly moving forward. We just added Ian Bag. Very excited about that. To a stable of great comics. So I'm working really hard on that. What else is going on? Just a lot of great stuff, dude. A lot of great stuff. A lot of stuff going on in Hollywood I'm very excited about. But there's something I found out that I didn't really know about. And that's lawyer hell. Like when you pitch a project in LA, you go, you work for about a month on this treatment of a TV show. You come out this idea, you work on a month, 2 months, just hone it out. You and whoever you're working with, you punch it up, you trim it down, you punch it up. You have your friends look at, they give you advice, you bang it out, and it's you work your ass off. You have to pay somebody anywhere from a couple $100 to $1,000 to make you a sizzle reel to show what you're trying to do, right? And then you present it, and then when you present it, you pitch a show. It's amazing anything even gets on TV. It really is amazing that anything even gets on television. You know, it's because when you go to pitch somebody, you don't actually know who you're pitching to most of the time. You might have heard them, your manager who set it up, they know who you're pitching to. But for the most part, you don't know who they are. And you don't know what kind of day they're having. You don't know if maybe they're having their boyfriend or their girlfriend just cheated on them, or they're hungover, or they're just in having a miserable day, and you're pitching a show, and like, you just don't know. You've worked 2 months on this thing, and you go to pitch this person, and they're just having a horrible day, and they don't want to hear you. And all that work goes, it's terrible. It's amazing anything even gets on television. It's amazing. I have something at Comedy Central right now that I'm excited about. And I have a couple other projects that are slowly moving forward. But once you sell, let's say you get through everything. You pitch it to your manager. He likes it. He sets up a couple meetings. You get this meeting. You pitch it to them. They like it. Okay? And they might get you right there, or they might not even. They might tell you. You might not hear for a month whether they like it. They like it. Okay? So now what's the next thing you do? Now your lawyer has to talk to their lawyer. And this is what we call lawyer hell. You're stuck in lawyer hell. It is literally, You could be in lawyer hell. I have two projects right now. I'm not lying to you when I tell you. I've been in lawyer hell with them. One project's been 4 months. The other project's been over 6 months of lawyer hell. Lawyer hell, just everybody just, you know, and it's nobody's fault. It's just like you got to work the details out. But nobody's in a hurry to get it done. Because, you know, I have my entertainment lawyer, and he's excellent. You know, he's a great guy. He's doing a great job. He's got a bunch of clients. He's got a whole, who knows how many clients? And 20, 30, 40 clients he has to represent. And, you know, then the lawyer that he's negotiating with, they have whatever network, the HaHa network, right? The HaHa network is always trying to develop new shows. So that lawyer is dealing with tons of projects over there. So they got to find time to coordinate your project with their project around all their other projects. So it could take like anywhere from 6 months to a year. I talked to a guy who just got a show on Comedy Central. He said from the moment they greenlit it to the moment he actually got, the moment they were interested in the project to the moment they were told they were going to shoot a pilot was a year. How crazy is that? But it's just part of the gig, man. That's crazy time. Crazy time. So that's going good. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got the Naughty Show. It's moving forward. Super stoked about that. Wanted to talk to you about this thing I just went through. I got a new car. I leased a new car. I've never leased before. I've always been an owner. I like Mitsubishis. I drive Mitsubishis. They treat me very, very well. I've been driving them for about 10 years now. I was given, my girlfriend had a car, she got a new car, she gave me her old car, so I got to drive this really nice Mitsubishi. It was a black Mitsubishi Montero. It was a big old car. It was a big ass car, and it was fun to drive. And I was driving that for a while, and then Dana, my girlfriend, got a black Cadillac, and I ended up crashing that, and then I ended up crashing the Montero too. The Montero wasn't my fault, but the Cadillac was definitely my fault. Okay, so I crashed two of her cars. I feel awful about this. I've always felt awful about it. I owe an amends. I feel really bad. So I've always wanted to get her car back. I always wanted to make this amends to her, get her car back. So basically, 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, we're about to come to Vegas. I have a Outlander I bought 4 years ago, and I go to use the electric lock key, and it won't open. So I can't do that. So now I have to physically open the car, which I don't mind, except for the fact that on the Outlander, you can't lock the back door, basically the trunk of this car, without the electric key. So my trunk is always unlocked now, and I don't want to go to Vegas with my car unlocked. People can get in that shit. So I have to go to we have to drive to Vegas. I have to stop at Mitsubishi Glendale to get my car fixed, right? To get the key reprogrammed so it will lock my back door. So I pull in. They say they're going to take a look at it, man. As we're there, I'm like, I wonder how much to lease a new car would be, and maybe I could get Dana a new car because I actually have decent credit now. I've been paying $500 a month for that on that Outlander, plus these credit cards I've been paying off. I actually got my credit to be pretty fucking good. So they tell me, like, yeah, I got great credit. They could actually make a deal with me. So I'm like, okay, cool. So as I'm telling them that, this guy who's working on my car comes back and tells me it's going to be $120 to program my key. I'm like, fuck, what? To program a key? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, fuck it. Program the key. So he goes away, comes back another 5 minutes. We can't program your key. Because everybody there is Armenian. We can't program your keys, bro. You got bad battery. I'm like, what? He's like, your battery is bad. It won't let us program your keys. I go, so what does that mean? He goes, you have to get the new battery. I'm like, how much is the battery? $199. I'm like, what? Yeah, bro. You got to get the battery to program keys. So they wanted to charge me $199 for the battery, and then they wanted to charge me another $120 to program the key. So I'm looking at a $330 minimum. No tax. That's not including tax, not labor, anything. $320 just to be able to lock the back of my car. So Dana and Liar, they tell me I can get a really good deal, like a really good deal on two cars. The new Outlander, and I forget what was the other car, but it's a really small Mitsubishi. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So we talk to them, they run their credit, and they're basically like, yeah, dude, we can get you into these cars for less than $600. I'm like, holy shit, let's fucking do it. My one payment on my one car is $500. Why not? So we go, listen, we're running the Vegas because we can't buy the cars right now. We're running the Vegas. We'll be back on Sunday. Dan's like, we're going to call these guys on Sunday, have the deal set up so we can just walk in, sign the papers, and go. I'm like, okay, good. So we're about to leave, and the guy who wants to basically give me a new battery comes out. I go, listen, I don't need the battery now. We're just going to turn our cars in. He's like, oh, okay, that's cool. So he gives me the keys. We jump in the car. We drive all the way to Vegas. In Las Vegas, we drive through the heat. It's 116 degrees. Cars are dying on the side of the street. There is literally like there's trucks pulled. It's like chaos. I've never seen the over and under is literally 20 cars on the side of the road, and I'm gonna take the over on cars that just died in the desert on the way to Vegas. So we get to Vegas. We pull into this CVS. I run in, I grab some stuff. I go back and park. I can't start my car. I can't start the car. The car won't even turn over. It's just dead. I'm like, these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers fucked with my car. So I go and I'm like, shit. I get my jumper cables out. I put my hood up and people are just walking by. By the way, if you want to lose faith in your fellow man, try to get somebody to jump your fucking car. You ever done that? Good luck. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, man. We're sitting there for 45 minutes. Anyone jump a car? I can't. Running off. I don't know where this chick who works at, what's the name of the strip club? Olympic Gardens strip club. She's like a coat check girl or something like that. I don't know. She walks around with candy. I don't even know. By the way, my fallout plan, if this career doesn't work out, and it looks like it's not, is to sell candy in strip bar bathrooms. That seems to be my plan. So I go, she goes, you want to jump? She jumps my car. It starts. So we bring it to the hotel. They park the car. We don't use it for 2 days. We go to start it before we leave to go back. And the car just fucking starts. We're like, holy shit, what the fuck was wrong with it? And I think it was the heat was so bad that we couldn't get, just didn't want to start. So we pull up to a gas station. We're like, we're going to pump gas, full tank, and hope this car starts again. We pump the gas, turn the key, the car starts. Holy shit. We drive all the way from Vegas to LA. It's about 4.5 drive nonstop. We do not stop one time to eat, to do nothing. Well, we do drive through. We do in and out drive through, but that's it. We don't turn the car off. We just fucking drive. We tell them we're coming in. They're getting the cars ready. We pull in. We realize the car's dirty. So we go to get the car washed at an all Armenian car wash, which is really weird because most car washes, it's weird to see Armenians cleaning cars. It's just weird. They're usually doctors and lawyers or like just weird mob dudes. Like Armenians are like, they're either doctors, lawyers, or just like somehow involved in syndicated crime. That seems to be it. So, like, they're always in track suits with, like, really weird, gaudy shoes on. Like, really weird, like, third world hookah bar owner shoes. So, we go. We get the car. They pull the car through. They wash it. They turn it off. We go to start it. It won't start. I'm like, fuck. We're so close. They bring out a jumper. They jump it. It starts. We drive it over there. We just keep the car on as we're negotiating. So we will pull into this Mitsubishi. And that happens being Glendale. We pull in there, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell these guys I'm Armenian. So they know I'm part of the tribe. That's what you do. You let your people know you're one of them, take care of you, and that's what they're supposed to do. Whenever I tell people I'm Armenian, they always go, oh, is your name Tripoli? That's not Armenian. I have to go through Ancestry.com to explain how I'm Armenian, which is my mother's Bedourian, her mother's blah, 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 you know? So we go through this whole thing, right? And I explain to them all this stuff. And they finally go, oh, so you all don't mean, all right. So we start going through it, and we start negotiating, right? We want this blue car, this Outlander in blue. They told us they'd give it to us. We get there, they do the classic, oh, we don't have it. What do you mean? They go, oh, we sold it yesterday. I go, are you fucking, that's classic bait and switch, man. I'm Armenian. What are you doing? You're doing this to your tribe. He's like, nope, bro, we get the way. We get you something. We get the same car, just with less stuff on it, if you want to. I'm like, okay, fine. So they couldn't find a blue car, and I wanted a blue car, so I'm going to sell for white. So we agree to these two cars, right? So now it's like getting into the numbers. So we go to discuss numbers, and whenever I get to talk numbers, I always send Dana in to do it. Dana is my girlfriend. She's Jewish. We do something called send in the Jew. Right? And that's when I just release the hounds. And she loves just talking numbers with people. Whenever I'm negotiating my gigs on the road or any of that stuff, Dana just goes in there and wrecks shop. Just wreck shop. And dude, she is going at these dudes, and they are just like, they have fear in their eyes. She is lighting them up, and they're trying to nickel them, because she gets out all, she's like, it's women. Women know details. Guys don't give a shit about details. Women know details. They love to get all the, like, that's why they love coupons. They love all that stuff. They love deals. So she gets out all their stuff that's been mailed to us about their deals that they have at the car dealership that they're acting like they don't have. She has, you know, written proof of it, and she's negotiating down. They're going back and forth. And so they agree to a number, and then we go get the car. And this is what happens every moment. They tried to bait and switch. They tried to change the car on us. We'd agree on like an Outlander. They bring out less than an Outlander, like one below it, but looks like it, but it's one below it. So we're like, what the fuck? It took 3 hours us negotiating car. Negotiating. I'm like, I'm Armenian. Why are you doing this to me? So 3 hours in, they want to go home. We want to get a car. They need us to buy a car. We need them to sell us a car. Because I know my car is starting to break down. It's at 64,000 miles. It's starting to get wear and tear. I need to get a new car. So we agree again, two cars. Dude, we're taking pictures of the car to show them the difference in the two cars. That's what we're doing. It's like a weird, I've never had this before, where you argue with someone that you just want to buy something from and they want to give you something else. It's like, the closest thing that has to be is like with hookers, right? You will buy a blowjob, they only want to give you a hand job or something along the lines of that. You're like, I paid for a blowjob. They're like, no, you only get a hand job. And now you're arguing. And now the cops are here. And now how do you explain you're yelling at this chick who you don't even know her real name? So we're screaming at each other. Me and these Armenians are screaming at each other. So after about 3.5 hours, they decide to send out the Armo hammer, the Armenian hammer. And he's like, this little short Armenian guy, looks kind of Armenian German. He comes out and he's just no bullshit guy. He's like, no, here's what happened. You guys come here, you guys say you want deal, then you just keep changing cars on us. No, this is the deal. You get that car for $630. So now he's told us we're buying two different cars than we agreed to, and now he has raised the price by $50 a month. And dude, something hit when he started yelling at me. Went deep into my Armenian DNA, like deep, like hit a special place that only hummus and hookah bars and white BMWs and track suits and System of a Down's at, you know, just like deep in there. And I just went Armenian crazy. And like, you ever gotten so mad you just start screaming like a third world person where like you can't finish your sentence, you just yell out, like, no, you stupid. No, I kill you. Just like weird, like, just nouns and verbs. That's all you yell. Nothing else. Nouns, I kill you. That's it. Nouns and verbs. And I start screaming at this guy, and this fear comes over this guy's face. And he's like, okay, what do you want? And then we just argued, and I realized they were just testing my Armenian-ness. And I had to out-armo an Armenian. I had to go out-Armenian the Armenians. And I did it. And I finally got the two cars I wanted. I got two cars for the basically the price of one. I got it for two cars for $570. They paid off the $10,000 that I owed on my old car. Now, we agreed to miles, and this is where you get fucked. I don't know if anyone out there rents a car, leases a car. You lease a car, you get miles. They suck. Miles suck. Miles are like, miles is like having a cell phone in the 90s where you're worried about your minutes. A lot of you young kids don't realize this shit with your unlimited data and your unlimited minutes. Back in the day, man, you hand somebody a phone, you give them a minute to talk. You'd be like, dude, I got minutes. Give me my phone back. Wrap it up. Man, you got to count your minutes. You know what it's like counting minutes? It's horrible. You kids don't even know that about today. Now do it with a car. I got to carry car. Dude, after getting my car, driving around, fixing some stuff, and coming out to Vegas, I'm almost 1,000 miles into this thing. And that's week one. Week one. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be able to see people. I'm not going to be able to drive a car around. Oh, I'd love to come see you, but I'm out of miles. It's like, what the fuck is that? It's ridiculous. So that's it. That was my big adventure. So that was fun. Real quick, I wanted to talk about one more thing. I wanted to talk about television. You guys watch that? What are you guys watching? You guys watching a lot of fun stuff? Is anybody watching The Bachelor? I haven't watched it, but it just seems like a whole bunch of dudes are not watching The Bachelor. I don't know what that means. What are you watching for? Like, are guys into, like, date? I mean, like, it's just weird. I guess I'm just a weird guy. I don't get men. Like, I had a buddy of mine who used in high school used to watch soap operas because he used it to pick up chicks. Like, he'd want to talk soaps with them, and they'd look at him like, you're a dude, what are you talking soaps for? And it totally backfired on his face. He's like, I'd love to talk to you about it. They're like, no, go rank creepy guy watching soap operas during the day. Go get a job. My buddy did that. But now it's like everybody's watching The Bachelor. Is it good? I don't know. Is it real? Definitely not. Does anybody care? It's just weird, right? Grown-ass man watching The Bachelor. It's like, why are you into that? What's next? Romantic comedies? Are you that asshole? Are you the guy who goes to Jennifer Aniston movies? You Benedict Arnold? Can't stand that shit. What are we doing? As a species now, watching The Bachelor. By the way, The Bachelor and a Big Brother, that's when aliens attack, that's what human be that's what we're going to look like. We're going to be animals in our natural environment, human zoos. That's basically what the Big Brother is a human zoo. That's all it is. You're just watching people that is reality television. It's just zoos, human zoos. That's all. You just watch people and you just hope for a little weird violence, get crazy. That's all you're doing. People watching is just watching people being zoos, being animals. It's just, what's it, voyeurism? You're just watching people like you're at the zoo. You know, all these, the zoos have gotten crazy, right? Bunch of animals attacking children, whether it's alligators in Florida or gorillas in Cincinnati. You know who I blame this on? Disney. That's who I blame it on. Disney. And your goddamn movies. Your talking movies. Your movies about talking animals. Make these kids think every animal wants to sing and dance with them. If I could walk with the animals, if I could talk with the animals, yeah, you're going to fucking die. That's going to happen. It's always some weird fucking It's always something. It's like a Pixar movie. It's, hey, everybody, me, Calvin the Cobra, Willie the Wolf, Betty the Black Widow. It's always some talking animal who's teaching you the virtues of life and giving you information. Like, animals in a Pixar movie are like black British people in a Guy Ritchie film. They always give you information you need to figure out your problem. That's what it is. And it's okay if you talk to black British people, because I love black British people. I think black British people, I think God is a black British lesbian who DJs in heaven, has the best coke. That's just my opinion. But you guys, stop telling the kids to fucking, got to tell them to stop talking to animals. Animals don't talk. They don't want to talk. They want to eat you. That's what they want to do. Okay? I'm just convinced that all children's entertainment just leads you to be an idiot drug addict. Coming from an idiot who did drugs. Okay? Every cartoon is just basically like what it's like to drop Molly or do shrooms. That's all cartoons are. Hey, kids, you want to know what it's like to drop Molly and do shrooms? Watch cartoons. SpongeBob SquarePants? Tell me that's not a giant acid trip. That's all morning cartoons are. Talking to animals in weird situation, tripping balls. Baby's first trip. That's all it is. One show on television I want to get into real quick is The Night Of. That is the best show on television. HBO is so good. HBO is so good. When HBO does shows that they want everybody to watch and they're not just niche shows like Girls or Looking, which are very niche audiences, you know, when they go for everybody, it's the best show on television. It's the best. The Night Of is the best show on television. It's about this Muslim kid. He's an Arab kid. I think he's Pakistani. Goes to jail, and it's like, did he commit this crime? Now, I don't want to give away too much. It's shot so fucking amazing. It's shot so amazing. It's like one of those shows where when HBO hits it, they knock it out of the park. I just don't want to give away all the plots, but it's so good. The shots, just like the shots just set such the environment so well. This kid is in a world of shit. In a world of shit. Imagine being a little emo fucker having to go to grown-ass man prison. Grown-ass man prison. That's fucking horrible. Worst place. Couldn't think about it. You guys got to check it out. I just think it's fucking so good, dude. Oh, my God. And John Turturro in it is just amazing. The guy's such a quality actor. I mean, everything he plays is just the Jesus man in the Big Lebowski. Come on, man. I mean, that was like, what, five lines? Knocked it out of the park. Should have gotten an Oscar nomination for it. It's amazing. So that's all I want to. If you haven't seen The Night Of, go check it out. I just want to put this out and just have fun. I'm going to start doing this every Wednesday. I also have a huge announcement. I'm now doing a YouTube show with my buddy Justin Hodak and his fiancée, Jodan Sweden, from Fuller House. So I love you guys. I'm recording on Thursday. I don't know when it will be put out. It will probably record on Thursday, probably put it out the following week once they edit it all together. So check that out. Don't know the name for it. If you guys can think of any cool names, let me know. So this is Twisted. I just did 35 minutes. The International Bad Boys is getting its own feed, so you gotta look out for that. Get its own feed. It's just literally the internet. It's soundcloud.com/the International Bad Boys Hour. So check it out. Subscribe to that, because that's where the International Bad Boys episodes are going to be going. So that's about it. This is Sick and Twisted. I just want to say that thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'd love to hear any positive or negative. I'm just doing this on my iPhone because I just kind of want to like DIY this thing, you know, like really keep it simple. I don't want to go into the studio for like another day. I just want to rant and talk shit. And I hope you guys like it. And so that's about it. I will see you guys later, and I will talk to you soon, guys. Take care. Streets, it's all nigga, fuck all that bickering.